The Chiefs have had a short week to prepare for the Oakland Raiders for Thursday Night Football. The Raiders come into this game with an 0-10 record, but we can't let that fool us because 5 of those 10 losses have been within a touchdown or less. That includes a 16-9 loss to the 8-2 New England Patriots, 2 close losses to the San Diego Chargers, and then a 30-24 loss to the Seattle Seahawks. When you talk about the Raiders, you might as well start on the offense and their young quarterback, rookie Derek Carr. I had a chance to talk with Chiefs defensive coordinator Bob Sutton earlier this week about Derek Carr, and he told me that he has a poise you don't normally see from rookie quarterbacks, said he's one of the best young up-and-coming quarterbacks in the NFL. That poise is demonstrated by the fact that Carr has only been sacked 12 times so far this season, which ranks 2nd in the NFL. He's making good decisions with the football and handling pressure. Carr's favorite target in the passing game is wide receiver James Jones, who has 76 targets on the season to lead the team, also leads the team with 498 receiving yards. But another player you've got to watch out for is tight end Michael Rivera, who's 2nd on this team with 58 targets so far this season. Hopefully the Chiefs can eliminate those top 2 targets and make it even more difficult for Carr and the Raiders offense. The running game has been a struggle so far this season for the Raiders. They rank last in the NFL, only averaging 63 yards per game on the ground. Their top running back, Darren McFadden, who has a long history against the Kansas City Chiefs, has carried the ball just 113 times for 393 yards so far this season. One area the Raiders' offense has been successful is inside the red zone. They're converting touchdowns on 75% of their drives inside the 20-yard line, which ranks 2nd in the NFL. Hopefully the Chiefs don't allow the Raiders offense to get inside the red zone, but if they do, this will be a fun matchup to watch because the Chiefs defense ranks 2nd in the NFL, only allowing touchdowns 41.9% of the time. Defensively, the Raiders have struggled to bring down opposing quarterbacks so far this season. They have just 10 sacks, which ranks last in the NFL. But if you want to talk about a bright spot for the Raiders defense, you can start with first-round pick Khalil Mack. The rookie out of Buffalo has been doing a little bit of everything for the Raiders defense, and he is every bit as advertised. According to Pro Football Focus, Khalil Mack ranks number 1 in the NFL among 3-4 outside linebackers at run-stop percentage. The Chiefs are riding high after winning 5 straight, but their rival, the Oakland Raiders, would like nothing more than to pick up their first victory of this season. Led by head coach Andy Reid, the Chiefs are preparing this week to make sure that doesn't happen.